Our theme verse for this series is Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Before I read it, we're going to do this. We're going to all take a deep breath, all right? It's not weird. It's a series on rest, you guys, okay? So I want you to just think about rest. I want you to get some rest today, all right? So let's take a deep breath together. In, let it out. All right. Now hear these words. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Today, we want to talk about hurry. And I want to ask you a simple question for you to consider this evening as we start. How hurried is your life? How hurried is your life? Maybe you got back from vacation just recently. A few of you were in Mexico sitting on a beach. And I bet it wasn't too hurried. Although you probably packed a lot of things into the trip, but it wasn't too hurried. Was it not hurried? Really good relaxing. Okay, so you don't need the sermon. We'll just send in the lefty if I get messed up. Come on in. All right. How many of you feel like you're a little bit hurried this week? You had a little bit of hurry going on in your life. A little bit of hurry, a little fast pace, a lot of things going on. How many of you will be honest enough to say, man, I'm like lots of hurry this week. Like I couldn't get out of the house on time. Things just were not working. I had lots in my schedule. I think we all find ourselves in a different situation right now in this current moment. But what I can promise you is that we all have moments of hurry. We all have moments of hurry in our lives. And so what do we do in those moments of hurry? One of the guiding books for this series is The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry by John Mark Comer. I highly, highly recommend this. I'll leave it sitting here up front afterwards if you want to grab that and check it out and maybe grab a copy of that. And he begins by telling a story of a young pastor, a pastor whose name is John Ortberg, who was a pastor at a very large church in Chicago called Willow Creek Community Church. He later moved to Menlo Park in California and was a pastor there for quite some time, having resigned just recently. But early in John's career, he had an advisor. He had a mentor, a spiritual guide to him, who was named Dallas Willard. And he was in this particularly hurried season of life, and he reached out to Dallas Willard and he asked him this question: what do I need to do to become the me I want to be? There was a long silence on the other end. According to John with Willard, there's always a long silence on the other end. And then he said this: you must ruthlessly eliminate hurry from your life. Can we just hit stop for a minute and agree that's brilliant? Thanks. John then scribbles that line down in his journal, sadly before there was any Twitter. Otherwise, he would have broken the internet. And then he asks, okay, what else? Another long silence, and Willard then responds, there's nothing else. Hurry is the great enemy of your spiritual life in our present day. You must ruthlessly eliminate hurry from your life. End of story. I want to draw your attention to these words right in here. Hurry is the great enemy of spiritual life in our day. I believe that to be true. As I look around the world around me and I look into my own life, I know that there are moments when I am hurried, when I am worried, when I am anxious. And when I look around, I see other people who are hurried and worried and anxious and distracted, right? We have these little devices that buzz in our pockets and they don't even buzz sometimes. And we're like, did somebody, do you ever do this in a meeting where you're like, whose phone is it?